All right, so this video I want to make about how you can beat the 6'6" stereotype, 6 foot tall, 6 inch dick, 6 pack ass, blah, blah, blah. I want to make a video of how you beat that. And this goes, and this, and I can even go into how women can beat it too, because there's a girl right now who I'm watching on YouTube and I'm crazy about. She does her own thing. She does this Victorian shit. I'm like crazy about that girl. And she's not beautiful or anything. I mean, she's not fat, but she's not beautiful. But so I'm gonna focus more on men since I really want to help men out, especially younger guys. But I'm gonna open this window. What you gotta do to how as a man you can beat the whole 6 foot tall, 6 inch dick, 6 pack abs, 6 figure job type shit is to truly find a place within you where you don't care, where you just don't, where you don't care, and you have to find something that you do on your own that you are genuinely happy with, and that you genuinely like. You have to find your own interest and just focus on that. Just do that and just be happy off that. If it's riding bikes, or if it's playing PlayStation or whatever, you have to just find your own thing and just do that and take your mind off of it. Because it's kind of like how, like, I'm sure if you're a guy, if you're, especially if you're an older guy, you know how it goes. Once you get a girlfriend, other girls are going to start wanting you. Well, yeah, one part is because women are fucking stupid and they just follow whatever packs say, are valuable. Doesn't matter if they actually like it or not. They just follow that thing. And two, once you get a girlfriend, see, like it all starts to come together. Once you get a girlfriend, you're not really thinking, like all your time and thoughts are being spent on that girl. So you're not thinking about all the other girls now. So that's also, attractive. It's an attractive trait that you don't, like I said in another video, it's attractive when you don't care. It's always more attractive when you can just throw something away. It always makes it, that much more sexier. So this is why I say, like, how you can beat the whole stereotype is to find a place within you that find a place within you in your mind where you just don't care about competing. Because see, the reality of it is, once you start to keep that in your mind that that you're that somebody's better than you're competing, blah, blah, blah. See, women have a great way of sniffing out fear and sniffing out weakness and sniffing out insecurities, because their whole purpose of getting with a man is for protection. So it's like biologically wired in them to pretty much have the same senses as dogs have of smelling out fear. Like women are great at sniffing out weaknesses and weird weaknesses in men, weird insecure. They are amazing at this. Like it's next level to where, like, it's almost like they're almost like it's like the best version of a legitimate lie detector test. Like they, but it's natural. And the thing is, see, a lot of them, I don't think they even know that they're this good at it, but they're really like their soul and essence just kind of like directs them in the opposite direction once they sense it in you to be like this. And it won't matter. It won't matter if you have, if you're driving the newest Lamborghini and all that. Once you hit, like, once you hit insecure mind, insecure, spirit, once you hit that shit, like most women can't hang around it. Even if you have $15 billion, women can't, because like I said, a woman's primary objective is to get protected in the world. And then they know they have to exchange sex to get that protection out of this man. You see, like they know, because that they know that's what it is. But yeah, because like how I deal with it, man, because like I said, I'm not a tall guy. I'm 5'7". Obviously, I've been bald since high school because I got alopecia. I was always fucked up. So I learned that from an early age to just do me, just be me and just find what I like to do. And that's just it. And then just keep going. So, and that's really what I did. So, and I remember, man, like a lot, I say more girlfriends than not that I had were taller than me. My first girlfriend, she was probably, well, the one who was a stripper, And she chased me down because I remember it because I never paid her attention. I never talked to her, never looked at her. And she ended up going being crazy over me because usually every guy that came around her was like crazy over her. So I was the one who never paid her attention. So she ended up chasing me down. If I'm 5'7", she's at least 5'10". But she back then, she had, you know, big tits, big ass, skinny waist back then. She's fat now. I've seen pictures of her. She's hit the wall. But what I'm trying to say is most of my girlfriends were taller than me. But see, like with me, I've never focused too much on my weaknesses because it's on my relative weaknesses in the world of, like, you know, trying to measure up to other people, because I was fucked up from the start. You see, so I was just like, so I just accepted it. Like, well, I mean, I had like rough patches throughout growing up, but for the most part, I learned to just accept it and just move on. So by the time I was 19, 20, 21, I was, you know, it was nothing for the girl to be taller than me, or the girl made more money than me, or something like that. It was no big deal for me. The reality of that is a lot of times, see, all women are not looking for, like, you know, a set goal of things. Like some women, they may be looking specifically for tall guys. Some women, they may be specifically looking for mentally strong guys. Some women, they may be specifically looking for guys who make a lot of more money, and then everything, you know, trickles in our net. So I've dated girls who made more money than me, who were way more educated than I was at the time, and had, you know, legit careers and shit like that, and was dating them or wanted to date me. Because I remember one girl specifically. It was this Asian girl, and I met her. I actually met her on Tinder the week before I came to Prague for the first time, and I didn't even see the messages, but she had sent me messages after I had gotten to Prague. So we would call each other all the time, and she was a pharmacist, and she worked at Walgreens. I had no idea. Pharmacists at Walgreens, they make good fucking, like, legit farm, not pharmacy tech, but a legit pharmacist, them motherfuckers make six figures, like, walking in, like, and so we would talk all the time, man. She would ask me, she doesn't know who or where or how to date. And see, this is a problem when women get, the higher they go in any one field, the more it really hurts them. The more, like I say, you know, the older videos, the higher they go in success, their dating pool just shrinks and shrinks and shrinks. I remember we would talk for hours because she just couldn't understand it. She knew guys would get insecure if they found out she was a pharmacist and she made that good money. I mean, the bitch made so much money where she was paying $3,000 off on her student loans every month and then had nice shit afterwards. So that was like, you know, like relatively next level for like the average guy walking down the street. The average guy walking down the street can't afford it. So she doesn't know, like, how did she approach guy? Because she was wanting to date me, and I was in Prague. You see, and I was living with my, at the time, girlfriend who was going to be my wife, and we would talk. It was just, man, like, what I'm trying to say is all girls are not looking for, you know, to be 6 foot tall. And he's not 6 foot tall, it's a deal breaker. All girls are not looking for, if he's got a lot of money, then if he's got, if he doesn't have a lot of money, it's a deal breaker. Like, the easiest and most concise way to say it is women are looking for protection. You see, and the only way you can truly rise above that whole stereotypical forms of protection. The only way you can rise above that is to not care about it. Like, it's kind of like that, like that story of a man trying to catch a butterfly. He's trying to catch it, trying to catch it, trying to catch it. And, you know, it's almost impossible to catch a butterfly in the air. And then as soon as he lays down and says, fuck it, he doesn't care anymore, the butterfly comes in and lands right on his palm. it's almost that same thing. Like, you have to not care about it. You have to not in any, because as soon as you start focusing on it, women can smell the insecurity in you, and they're going to start going another direction. And as soon as you just stop caring, don't even make eye contact with women. Just do your own thing. Just, you know, go build model cars for the next 6 months. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Like there's always going to be another girl. Okay, there's always going to. So just stop. Don't worry about it, and just keep going, and just leave that shit Well, he's got 66-foot tall, I got 9-inch dick. Like I said, I'm 5'7". And I'm okay. Now, my other qualities in life, well, now you kind of tell because how I dress. Because I flipped that up once I came to Europe. But before then, man, like my other qualities, like you would never see it, you know, walking down the street. Because like, I didn't start driving BMWs until like a few years ago. And like I've always had at least 6-pack abs. I'm old, but you can't see that shit through a shirt. You see what I'm saying? Or if a guy's a big dick, like I'm not going to just pull my dick out walking down the street. So like, see, all that shit is like, let's just be real. Okay, let's say there's 5 guys in the room right now. 2 of them got big dicks, right? Okay, now how would you know they got a big dick? You don't know, because guys don't just walk down the street pulling out their fucking dicks and let bitches see them. If they did, they'd be fucking creepy for doing it. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, a lot of this shit is really like, some of this shit is really guys looking for reasons why they got rejected versus just being themselves. Some things, granted, like being tall, some girls have a thing for tall guys. And that's something that you can just see walking down the street. But pretty much after being tall, and after maybe being a certain race, you really can't apply any more to it. Because after that, it's going to be all about the personality. You know, what are they even compatible? Then are they sexually compatible? Like after that, it's so much more into that. Because like I said, man, I got friends of mine. I'm thinking of one buddy of mine right now. The dude looks like a runway model. I'm not even joking. But we would all laugh because we were cool. We would hang out. This was years ago. We would hang out, and he said he's a catfish. I mean, a dude is—he's like 6'2". He's like Dominican with like he used to have like long hair, skinny. I mean, he's a great-looking dude. The dude looked like a fucking model, honestly. But we would laugh, and he said, "Yeah, I'm a catfish though." and we was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, because I'm too kitty. I'm childish." Like. And he knows that he's a good guy. So he's a catfish in the sense of, like, he looks like the dude in the picture. But, like, when women actually get around and talk to him, there's nothing else there. So they end up, you know, not fucking him and leaving. But they'll, I mean, he's good to walk down the street or walk in the mall with for a woman. But, like, you know, anything much further than that, I mean, he's good probably buying a bitch present, some shit like that. But after that, like, he's not doing a whole. And this is why I try to tell a lot of guys, like, a lot of guys who do fit this 6-foot tall, 6-pack abs, big dick, blah, blah, blah. Well, a lot of those guys' personalities don't match up with girls. You see, it's not, see, for guys who try to do the whole big tits, big, a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. See, like, they're looking at it from the standpoint of how they would look at a man. They're not looking at it from how a woman is going to look at a man. Now, sometimes it can be true. I'm not saying all cases are like this, but a lot of times they're looking at it like how a woman would look at it as check marks. Let's say, okay, like, for instance, like, a man looks at a woman, and if she's, you know, submissive, always there, blah, 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 we could pretty much use that as a blanket statement. So, yeah, like men, 90% of men want to fuck this woman. But see, women, it's not the same way with women, because you, like, a man could check this, but he could be so fucked up in one department to where the woman be like, ugh, no, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But she might just hang around him. And see, then also what you also got to realize is women do a lot of monkey branches. So that woman may not have another option that's as good as him. So she'll just hang on to there until she can find another one. See, whereas when it's the other way around, the relationship just fizzles out much quicker. But when it's a woman going after a man, she'll hang her out. She'll be seen in restaurants and all this shit because he still looks good. You see, and it still puts her value up until she can monkey branch off to another guy. Like, there's just so many different ways of what actually happens between a man going after a woman and then when a woman goes after a man and how they deal with it and, you know, and where they're going to be seen with, who they want to be seen with. There's so many different complications to that, to where I think in reality, a lot of men are really damaging themselves when it comes to the world. And there's a population of women who do it too. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of men are trying to create a pre-selection, and in turn doing that, they're damaging their their spirit. And women can sniff that spirit out, and then they'll start to be turned away from that guy. Because if you're a guy saying, well, you see, like if you get with a woman and then and anytime you start to talk like good bad about a man, like, well, yeah, he's successful, but only because of blah blah blah, that woman will immediately start to lose interest in you. I'm telling you, because I've actually done it and watched it happen. If you start, like, if you're with a woman and she's admiring a guy, right? And you go, well, yeah, well, he's only popular because he's 6 foot tall and blah, blah, blah. Like, she starts, like, that woman will immediately start to lose attraction for you, because that shows that, like you're judging. And so if you're judging, that means you must be insecure, because you're not as good as you, because now you can judge people and you're ranking yourself, and he's, you know, and now it comes off that you're acknowledging that he's better, because by default, it finds the lowest common denominator of being insecure, which is not being a strong protector, which then equals, well, if he can't protect me, why am I with him? And then you don't go off to another guy. You see, this is why I say a video a while back, why a 35-year-old guy can easily walk up to a 19-year-old guy and take his girlfriend from him. Because that 19-year-old guy, he's going to get insecure and he's going to panic. As long as you're like a respectable, well-spoken guy, give it time. It may not happen like immediately, but I mean, it can. It's a good chance it'll happen immediately if you do it right, but give it time. That 19-year-old guy, he's going to start panicking. And women are looking for, women don't want panic out of a man. A woman wants panic out of herself, but she wants to know the man is going to be there after the panicking is done. Why? Because women are looking for protection. That's what it is. A woman's end game in life is to find protection. You being sexy it's fun for a little while, but it doesn't last with women. You being sexy, you being cute, blah, blah, blah. As far as just a superficial, just physically looking, just physically wise, I mean, it's a plus to walk around with a guy like that for a woman, but she's not looking to really try to get with that. Okay. You're protective. A woman's end game is protection. A man's end game is a woman. That's the exchange.